早安，感谢您又回到十五步咖啡物语，我是主持人小赵。每周上传两集节目，聚焦在咖啡故事、知识、新闻快讯以及产业分享。快准备好您的咖啡，节目马上开始哦。大家好，我们今天访问到了卡巴贝拉的两位创办人，然后我们先让他简短的自我介绍。Can you introduce yourself, both yourself a little bit?
Sure, my name is Giancarlo, and I'm one of the co-founders of Caravela.
Hi, my name is Alejandro Cadena. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Caravela.
Can you share about the vision of your company? What do you want to share to roaster, to the market?
Well, our goal is to be able to create long-term relationships between communities of farmers, small and medium-sized coffee farmers in Latin America,and high-quality minded coffee roasters across the globe.
So what do you think about the vision when you try to do and to about this? It's a very long time, right? You're planning a really long time. So how do you think about the market in Asia?
Well, I think the market in Asia is maturing. It's evolving. It's a very young market that is thankfully connected to the world. And I think with more knowledge and more education to the whole community, baristas, roasters, and consumers, I think it can evolve and become a very interesting market for not just the top-end lots, which is what generally Asian is known now for, but also for the more 84, 85, 86 point coffees that are what the majority of farmers are producing is those kinds of qualities. So if we can get Asia to actually drink more 84, 85, which are pretty good, very clean, very complex and sweet coffees, then I think we can all benefit because not only are we able to buy more of that from the producers, and that's what the majority of coffee they produce, but also coffee drinkers can get a better experience in coffee, not just the top end that only a few can experience, but something that the majority of coffee drinkers can really enjoy and consume.
Great. I know that you do this coffee is all about quality, right? So how do you think about the innovation process in present and the future about this kind of very new style of coffee?
Well, we are very much for innovation. I think there's a specific demand for new innovative coffees, but at the same time, as Alejandro was mentioning, the majority of farmers don't have access to these coffees, and the reality is that the majority of consumers don't want access and don't need access to these coffees. You know, people want to have a fantastic cup of coffee in the mornings and then followed by a fantastic cup of coffee in mid-morning and have a few more cup of coffees throughout the day. So, you know, there's market, there's enough depth for innovative coffees, but there's also for traditional washed and other processed coffees.
Wow, great. So I just noticed that you just come from Korea couple days ago. So how do you think about the market there in Seoul, in Korea?
Well, I think the Korean market is a very interesting market. It's what you see is that there's a lot of interest in coffee. There's a lot of coffee shops, especially of the chains. And there's also the new independent coffee roasters popping up. But there's a congestion. There's too many roasters in Korea. Everybody wants to get into the business. And that is making it very hard to compete. So there's too much competition going on in Korea, and that's hurting the industry, because what's really happening is that because of that competition, everybody's going down lower and lower in quality and in prices, and that doesn't help anybody because it becomes a race to the bottom. And so I think eventually things will change, as it was everything. It's a market that there's a lot of interest from consumers, as you can see by the number of attendees to the Seoul Coffee Show. But there needs a lot more education and a lot more developing in the industry, and basically needs to mature. Eventually it will happen. I think what we need to do as a company is try to do a lot more of that education and evangelization of consumers, of roasters, of baristas, to make sure that we're all benefiting because at this point, nobody's winning. Everybody's losing. And I think that's something that what we need to change for the sake of the coffee industry, especially in today's prices. It's not great to have a race to the bottom. We need to pay more for coffee, and what's happening needs to change. And I think it will eventually will change because, as I said, that competition will just mean that there's some people that will not survive the competition. And eventually the ones that have higher quality and better customer service and better experience for their customers will eventually be the ones that will win.
Great. So last question is, what's the coffee you most experienced and most memorable about coffee you have past these years? One coffee, both of you.
That's the most difficult question in the history of the world. You know, if I had to choose one coffee, I would probably say that is some of the microlots that we're seeing from Ecuador, who are super, super, super clean and have a vibrancy and florality that have a taste almost similar to a tea, to oolong tea. They're quite similar and they're quite clean and juicy.
How about you?
Well, it's hard to choose. It's like a father trying to say which of the sons they prefer. I will try to be a little bit more diplomatic and go with our own coffee. So we have an experimental farm in Cauca in Popayán, and this year's Típica from the farm was very spectacular. We've seen it today when a son calls it the T2, Típica 2, and it's a really nice coffee, very, very sweet, very nice body, and sweet and delicate and floral, very round and complete. That would probably be my favorite coffee of the year.
Great, so thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.